All right, folks. It is... What day is it? Today is... Oh, it's December the 30th. It's New Year's Eve Eve.
Ooh.
How do you feel about that, Robert?
Another day.
It's another day, maybe, but this is the last place-by-place fishing report of the year.
Oh, that's true.
So there's that.
Yep. And it's the last day I get to hear a whole bunch of fireworks for another 6 months.
Yeah.
But I'll hear some randomly in between because it'll be some kid's birthday. Or, hey, look what I found in the closet left over. I knew I had more.
They were setting them off at Christmas.
I know they were.
They waited until midnight on Christmas Eve to set off fireworks. What were they trying to do, shoot down Santa?
Yeah, they were trying to scare all those reindeer.
Jeez. Any excuse.
Exactly.
Any excuse at all. Well, as I said, it's the place-by-place fishing report featuring myself, Captain Josh Olive, but mostly Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the longtime manager here at Fish and Frank's World Headquarters in beautiful Charlotte Harbor, Florida. He is primed and ready. I've had him talking all morning, so he should have no hiccups or get-alongs in his voice. Doesn't even sound like he swallowed a frog, and he's going to start with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver along with Shell Creek. Robert, what do we got?
It's still a little slow up there, but they are catching a few small snook and still a handful of redfish underneath the docks and in the deeper cuts along the shorelines. A couple of guys did see some rolling tarpon, but they were little juveniles, and we know how that works.
Right.
So just there for looks. And a couple of guys did catch some mangrove snapper up there, fishing off their dock for Christmas time in Harbor Heights.
Okay.
But other than that, it's been pretty quiet.
Little guys?
Yeah. Their kids had fun, so that's all that matters.
That is all that matters.
Wonky, okay. Basically. All these reports are going to be wonky through this whole report.
Why is that?
Because the weather's been exceptionally wonky.
Come on.
Well, let's see. We've had, what, almost 24 hours of rain. And then another 8 hours of rain after that.
Uh-huh.
So... not a lot of people go out during that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's the holidays.
Right.
So.
What are you, practicing your charter captain excuses?
Nope.
What the heck's going on here?
Nope.
Listen, where we have reports, you'll give them. Where we don't, we won't. Exactly. And that's just how it'll be.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, you guys aren't paying for this report anyway. The Darce Park Boat Ramp and I-75 Bridges area.
A few trout. But that's just in the area.
Unexpected.
Yep. But they're all small. A lot of small trout.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, then that's all I'll type. Can you quit breathing into the microphone? Could you just breathe a little less, Robert? We'd appreciate it.
Yes.
The... Now I can't hear you, but I still hear the breathing.
I don't know. Is that better?
Didn't you adjust this ahead of time?
Usually.
The 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park area. We're supposed to be professionals here.
Same thing with Little Trout from the 41 Bridge up to 75. And then a few redfish underneath the docks. And then the only thing down at the 41 Bridge itself has been some small mangrove snapper. Overall, it's been pretty slow.
Okay.
Even the guys fishing from shore there have been complaining about it being pretty quiet, even for the mangroves.
So it is sometimes. The Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier, nothing.
Nothing or no reports?
No report.
I don't know why I have to keep asking
you
for
it's all about the details.
Between that. I mean, how long have we been doing this thing? The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
A couple of small snook. A few mangrove snapper, and a couple of short trout. But overall, pretty quiet.
Okay. And primarily fishing with live shrimp up here?
Yeah.
Shrimp, frozen shrimp?
Yeah, mostly all shrimp.
Shrimpy shrimp?
All the above.
Okay.
That's definitely been the mainstay for a lot of people this last 2 weeks.
Right. And that's what you'd continue doing?
Mm-hmm. For the rest of the winter.
Our white bait situation has
what white bait?
Dwindled significantly. Of course, there are always, well, not always, but there are often pinfish here at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a useful bait out there.
It's been getting more consistent, definitely. And I like ours because they got that little bladder problem, so they stay up rather than diving down.
They're goofy. Or they just fall over on their side.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
The Port Charlotte salt and brackish canals.
Some small snook. Been a scattering of sheep's head. Had several reports of the juvenile black drum. People getting confused with sheep's head. That kind of size, like 16, 18 inches. What else? Some small mangrove snapper. Been a couple of black drum. And that's about it.
So we're checking the teeth to see if we've got black drum or sheep's head, yes?
Whiskers.
Check the whiskers, yep. Rub him underneath the chin. Mm-hmm. See if he's got anything going on there.
Tickle his chin.
If you're checking the teeth, don't stick your thumb in there to check the
Why
teeth.
Why not?
Maybe do a visual inspection. That might be a better plan.
How do you do that? It's kind of gummy.
Yeah.
Ask him to smile when you take his picture.
Well, and he will, actually.
Okay.
Just got to get him posed right.
Uh-huh.
The El Jobin Pier.
That has been super quiet. A few snook at night. A couple of small trout, and an occasional black drum. The black drums seem to have moved out of there a little bit more. They're still catching a few, but not like several of them per person a day.
Okay.
Just one guy was in here. He's like, they were in there a month ago, catching them all day long. Yeah, that was a month ago. That changed.
That's why we have to do one of these reports every now and then. That's mm-hmm. why we try to get to them every week, because things change.
Yeah.
But, okay, the Myakka River area from the bridge down to Maka 8.
They're starting to get a few trout in the Myakka cutoff, and also a few snook. But so far, mostly what I've been hearing about has been all on the smaller side.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Fishing for those trout in there can be fun at times, but finding them is always the tricky part.
So what are you looking for?
Some deeper water, close to some shallow water. Like, I like to fish around, like, right at the bends.
Right.
Seem to work out pretty good.
So a little bit like river fishing.
Pretty much. Very similar, because, I mean, that's basically all it is a weird river.
Right. It's a little strange river that flows between the mouths of two other rivers.
Yeah.
It's a weird little place back there.
It is. It's very strange.
All right. South Gulf Cove Canals.
I got nothing.
No reports.
No report.
No reports. The West Wall.
West Wall. Some redfish. And the undersized to just mid to lower end legal. 22, 24 inches.
Let's say 14 to 22.
Yeah. Quite a few small snook. There has been a scattering of trout on the outside of the bar, but it's been super inconsistent. And that seems to be about the starting point for the puffer fish invasion. Because I'm getting a lot of guys saying they're starting to hook puffer fish or losing all their tackles to puffer fish.
Okay. And if you wanted to actually catch those puffer fish?
Small hook and a piece of shrimp. Or a small hook with a little shrimp on it.
And it does not need to be a natural presentation for a puffer.
Oh, no.
He's more than happy to just see something moving through the water and try to kill it. So...
Yep.
If you want to actually catch those puffers, the best way I've found is to use a float.
Yeah.
Put the float out there, and just about anything you can put on the hook. It doesn't need to be a piece of shrimp, although a piece of shrimp works great, but just a random chunk of a soft plastic that he's already killed works shockingly well.
Absolutely.
I think it would be fun to catch them on rubber bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a good-sized rubber band, cut it into two pieces.
Yeah.
Fish it like two strips.
It would probably work.
Mm-hmm. Two baits per rubber band. Actually, that would probably work on the trout, too.
It probably would.
All right. That bringeth us to the Cape Hayes Bar, which we will get to momentarily. All right, well, that took way too long. Not that the people who are listening notice or even have a clue what I'm talking about. Regardless, even though it seems like we've been here all along, we're back.
Yeah.
And now we're at the Cape Hayes Bar. So, what do you got?
There's been a few ladyfish and a few trout and a couple of bonnet heads, but not busy at all. Several guys have fished down there, and the trout they're catching are small, except for one guy did catch like a 19-incher there.
Now, when we talk about the Cape Hayes Bar, Cape Hayes Bar is a pretty big area.
It's 1 mile long.
So what section of the bar are we talking about fishing? Do you just randomly pull up? Do you look for a deeper cut that goes through? Are you on the edge next to the mainland? Are you going all the way out to the marker? Where are you fishing?
Me, personally, I prefer to fish the edge of the drop-off of the channel that's leading to Turtle Bay.
Okay.
That's kind of my favorite area to fish, and if it's an outgoing tide, I still like to fish next to that channel and just get up on top of the bar.
So we're not talking about the vast majority of the bar itself.
Some guys fish it all over the place. Most of the guys I see that fish it all over the place are fishing more out further, staying in that consistent, you know, 4 feet of water range.
Okay.
I've just had personal better success staying along the edge of that channel.
Dig it.
A little bit more of an ambush point for fish, it seems like.
Yes.
Hooked a few flounder over the years, Spanish mackerel, sharks, I mean, just...
Well, and that area has all the things that we talk about. You know, you've got a confluence of deep and shallow water together. You've got multiple different types of habitat. There's mangrove shoreline really close, grass really close.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, heavy current flow.
Right.
Because of that deeper cut. So, that makes total sense.
Yep.
But I just don't want people to be confused when we say Cape Hayes Bar. And have them, you know, halfway out to the marker,
looking
hanging out,
for a margarita somewhere.
Out, yeah, what's going on?
Yep.
All right. Brings us into Turtle and Bull Bays.
Quite a few redfish in there. No, let me rephrase that. There were quite a few redfish in there.
Okay.
They've thinned out because of that full moon. All the mullet pretty much left the harbor, and a lot of those bigger redfish seem to have disappeared with them. So they're still getting a few redfish in underneath the bushes, along with a handful of small snook. But I think we need the mullet to come back to really kind of liven things back up again with the redfish, because that was one of the big complaints with several guides and people.
Okay.
There are some sheep's head underneath the shacks there in Bull Bay. And there has been a few bonnet heads and some trout scattered throughout the whole place. And that seems to be where your better trout are at. They seem to be inside Turtle and Bull, but also been some better fish just out front of Bull Bay. And out front, I mean on the harbor side, not the intercoastal side of Bull.
Okay.
Just to be a little bit more specific, I guess.
Specificity is not a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
Helps people figure it out.
Yes.
I like that a lot better than last week's, well, 2 weeks ago report, which was a bunch of trout, a few redfish, and snook.
Yeah.
Which was highly non-specific about what was going on out there.
It was.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
I got nothing.
No reports. Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, let's see, from Three Sisters all the way up to Placida, there's scattered trout, scattered sheep's head. The trout are out in that 3 to 4 feet of water, but the sheep's head are along the structure, the shorelines underneath the mangroves and the couple oyster bars that are in there. And then, of course, a lot of puffer fish. But haven't heard much of snook and redfish up in there. I'm sure they're there, just haven't had much of a report. So at that point, I'm just analyzing, theorizing.
Lots of puffers.
Plenty of puffers.
And I did catch a couple of lizard fish in there, too.
Did you?
Yeah. They've kind of disappeared for the most part.
Yeah.
But
it was weird how long, you know, for that few weeks, it was like everyone was talking about them.
Mm-hmm. They came in, they went out.
Yep. It's kind of strange.
brings us to Placida, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and, of course, Gasparilla Pass itself.
Definitely the best land-based spot going on right now. And even if you're boat-based, sheep's head are really good there right now. Mangrove snapper are decent to mediocre. Been a few bonnet heads, a handful of trout. One guy did get into some pompano the other day out there. He caught like three of them, I think he said. And then at night, they've still been getting an occasional shark and also a few small snook. A couple guys, well, including you. You were telling me about the big snook you saw out there.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy said he saw one that was, he guessed it to be just under 40 inches. He said it was one of the bigger snook he's seen in 10 years or something like that.
Yeah, we had a couple of big girls laying side by side up underneath the trestle.
Yeah.
Right there at the sandbar where everybody parks their boats.
That's pretty cool. That'd have been neat to see.
Well, because they're in so shallow.
Yeah.
And it was cool because when they took off in opposite directions.
Did they really?
It's like, we don't know each other. Boom.
Interesting. Wonder what that conversation was about.
I don't know. There have also been what a lot of people will probably think are gigantic pinfish.
Yeah.
That have been taking some of the baits meant for sheep's head there at the trestle, and they're not gigantic pinfish. They're sea bream.
Sea bream?
Sea bream. Sea bream. They look a lot like a gigantic pinfish.
They do look a lot like a pinfish.
They do. But they're not.
Okay. Do they taste the same?
No. Actually, they taste a lot like a sheep's head.
Really?
They do.
Hmm.
They have similar bone structure, too.
Great. Just what everybody wants.
All right. Sliding us on to Lemon Bay.
Quite a few reports of trout scattered all through the whole area up there. Been a few sheep's head being caught up against some mangroves and a couple of the oyster patches. And one guy did get into a couple of undersized redfish fishing the docks up in there.
Okay.
It's not too bad. Not great, but not too bad.
No, not too bad at all.
One of the better reports we've had in quite some time up in Lemon Bay.
I'll say. How about the Anger Pier?
I got no report.
No reports.
Mm-mm.
All right, now last week. I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago. I keep saying last week when we clearly did not do a report last week.
We were a little busy.
We would have, but it was Christmas Eve Eve, right. And Christmas Eve Eve was a super busy day.
Yes.
So we just didn't have the opportunity to do it. We wanted to do it. We really did. We felt bad about not doing it. I lost a whole 14 seconds of sleep that night. But anyway, 2 weeks ago, we did not have any reports for the Gulf of Mexico because the weather had been keeping everybody off of the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we probably would have had no reports for the Gulf of Mexico
because
the weather was keeping everybody off. Now, for this week, do we have any reports for the Gulf of Mexico bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks?
Minuscule. I got the Trembly Reef, Helen's Reef, and the Power Pole Reef. Some sheep's head. Except for according to one guy who was just in here a minute ago complaining that he couldn't catch anything two different days in a row at Helen's. But I've had two other people that did catch some sheep's head and a couple small grunts. And then some undersized mangrove snapper at Trembly. And then two breakoffs that he has no idea what they were. It was a little oriental guy named Zing Pow. That's all that happened. Line goes zing and it goes pow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Now, this guy, did he know how you fish an artificial reef? Just asking. Cause
the one that got freight trained?
No, the one that caught nothing. The one that said he couldn't find anything out there.
He was just frustrated and wanted to know with any of the other nearshore reefs if he could catch something.
But does he know what he's doing? I mean, he knows not to just drive to the middle and drop down on the sand, right?
He really wasn't receptive to conversation. How's that?
Okay. Never mind.
You know how that goes sometimes.
I've opted to discount his report. So yes. Okay.
Yes.
The Venice jetties and the Venice pier.
How else do you put it?
Nope. I think that it's been stated as clearly as needs to be.
Yep.
The jetties and the pier.
Sheep's head. A lot of sheep's head being caught off the jetty up there. They are also catching a handful of mangrove snapper. One guy caught one they said was 15 inches, which is pretty impressive for there.
Mm-hmm. But I don't disbelieve it. I've seen some impressive mangs up there over the years.
I have. Another guy said that his buddy caught two black sea bass there, but I don't know.
I believe that too, but I believe that they were probably about 4 inches long.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because John just showed me a picture of one that a guy caught here in the harbor.
Yeah.
He was floored by it. I'm like, they're here. They come in the harbor.
Yeah.
You just don't catch them in numbers.
And they're not usually big enough to keep it.
It's not a targetable fish.
Yeah.
It's just complete accidental bit.
I mean, we've seen them around the jetties. Trying to think how far up we've seen them. We caught one over by Boquilla.
Mm-hmm.
That one was actually sitting out on a grass flat. I don't think I've caught any further up the harbor than that, though.
Right.
So.
Yeah, over the years, I've seen a couple pictures of them caught, like an alligator reef.
Cape Hayes
reef.
The Anger Pier. I've seen lots of them out there.
Yeah.
But again, they're little guys. 4 inches, six inches.
The most I've ever caught in a day was probably about 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 30 years ago. The last one I caught was probably about at least 10 years ago. And he ate the sinker on the bottom of the Sabiki rig.
I see. Okay. So what, it went out through his gills or what?
Yeah. The pyramid sinker was just wedging inside of his mouth right by his gill. But seriously.
I bet he felt stupid.
He was probably 12 or 13 inches. He was a decent size.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. I was surprised. I'm like, what the heck do I have on here? Because I had two cigar minnows that were actually attached to the Sabiki also.
Right.
Yeah. Right there at the broken down pier at Boca.
Okay. That's cool.
We were fishing from a boat and going to go screw around, and we saw bait, so we flipped it out there. Yep, that's what I got.
So all right. That brings us to Captiva Pass.
To tell you how long ago that was, it was with Billy Barton.
Okay.
It was probably at least 10 years ago.
I'd say.
Yeah.
Do you have any reports for Captiva Pass?
I do not.
Conveniently, I've already typed no reports there. I will move on. Boca Grand Pass.
Some big mangrove snapper being caught in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Out in the deeper water or up by structure?
They're fishing in that 30 to 40 feet of water, just drifting. Both sides of the channel. A guy on Christmas Eve day landed 2 tarpon. He hooked 2 tarpon, landed 2 tarpon. On shrimp.
Oh, okay.
He was trying to fish for snapper. He was using a 1-ounce jig head and just slow drifting through. Saw what he assumed were going to be in a slim chance. He's like, those might be tarpon. Whatever. And then he hooks one and lands it. And then him and his dad went back up, drifted back through, same thing.
Did it again.
Stuck another one. And then they didn't recreate it after that. So they got 2 for 2.
Did they find any snapper?
Yes, they ended up catching a few snapper too.
Okay. That's a good day right there.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Some baby red grouper. Like extremely baby red grouper. Cute little baby red grouper. You almost call them pink grouper because they're so small. Oh. Mm-hmm. And have fun with it.
Do you have anything else to add to this Boca Grand Pass report?
Nope.
Can I move on?
Yes, you should.
All right, then. Let's.
About time.
Walking the Gulf beaches, surf fishing, anywhere from Sanibel to Venice.
Oh, let's see. Stump Pass and the north end of Boca Grand, because he switches back and forth from areas where he fishes. But Whiting, a couple of Pompano. He caught a couple sheep's head on the Boca Grande side. He also got a bonnethead shark at Stump Pass. And what else did he catch? Oh, bluefish at both places. He caught them a couple different days in a row. So that's what I got. Normally okay. It's better down by the passes, but I only got that one report from him fishing several different locations over the course of several days.
So one guy.
One guy.
Surf fishing is our report.
Yep.
I know more of you surf fish than that.
I know they do.
So.
They usually do, but with as many guests as people have had lately, their reports have been really wonky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm not complaining.
No.
The Matlache Indian Field Smokehouse Bay area.
Sheep's head. A lot of sheep's head.
Anything else?
Nope. It's the only report I've gotten.
Alrighty. The north end of Pine Island Sound.
And that was from D&D. One of the people down there that works there. Wells, what's the other area?
The north end of Pine Island Sound.
Oh. North end of Pine Island Sound.
Yes.
Honestly, I got no reports like other than just trout scattered throughout that whole area.
Alrighty. Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
Nothing.
Nothing or no reports?
No reports.
One more time.
No more reports.
One more time you do that.
No.
I'm going to find something to hit you with.
Okay.
Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Some trout. A few redfish, a couple of small snook, and an occasional ladyfish. And that was just one person report. But he's in here semi-regularly, so I'll take his word for it.
Okay. Why not?
Yeah.
It's a slam anyway.
Yeah.
Slam plus a ladyfish.
Yeah.
The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
The only thing I got that I've gotten reports on around that whole vicinity has been trout on top of the bar to about 4 feet of water on the outside edge of the bar. I've not gotten any reports of snook or redfish over there at all.
Alrighty. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
A lot of mangrove snapper. A couple of sheep's head.
These mangroves are in the creek?
Yeah.
And the sheep's head, too?
Yeah. Yeah, nobody went outside any of those other areas. They just did in the main channel.
Okay. I just didn't want people, you know, driving up into the skating rink thinking, you know, here's my sheepy spot.
Yeah. Like Mike wants to do?
Yes.
Okay.
Mike can't tell one spot from another.
No.
You have to draw a line somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why? Why does he fight me? Why?
Because it's his job. It's absolutely his job to mess with you.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Honestly, I have no reports there.
So I believe the main pier is still closed.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know it was last week.
Yes.
What happened to it?
They just have to do some stuff. Need some fixings. Gotta fix it.
Okay.
The PGI canals in Punta Gorda area.
A lot of snook. Mostly all tiny guys. There's also been a
few. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Where are the big snook?
Because
everything you have said about snook has been immediately followed by small, little, dink, or tiny.
I haven't heard of any big ones. I mean, they just haven't been around.
Well, they got to be somewhere.
They were closed for 4 years. There should be a lot more.
Yeah, there should be, but you can't tell me that all of the big snook are gone or that they all went on vacation. And, you know, there were a couple down at the trestle, sure, but there's got to be more somewhere around. Somebody has to be catching these bigger snook.
Not hearing
them. They're just not telling you.
Probably.
That's what's happening.
It's a conspiracy. They don't like our fishing reports, so they don't want to tell us.
I don't think they want you to tell other people. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's possible.
You have this a bias of more experienced fishermen who don't want to give out that information because they don't want the less experienced fishermen to utilize it and go catch the fish.
Yeah. Yep, go into Bass Inlet, make it to the lighthouse, turn left, second dock on your right.
Now that's a report. Somebody's going there right now.
Right.
Somebody's writing it down. Mm-hmm. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Yep. Nope. Rewind.
Anything else in here?
No.
All right. So the jacks that we had from 2 weeks ago are gone?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's no sheep's head moved up in there?
It's been one or two, but it's not enough to say, hey, yeah, it's worth.
We're going to call them random. Random sheep's head.
Okay.
Random sheep's head possible.
That's fairly accurate, though, because they are random.
Random sheep's head possible. Maybe. How's that?
Maybe, possibly. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
The Gilchrist Pier.
Got no report.
Okay. The Alligator Creek Reef.
I got nothing. No report from there.
Okay. The 20-foot holes.
20-foot holes, nothing. Open water and wind.
Yeah, I strongly suspect there's not a whole lot out there to catch right now.
Mm-mm.
The baitfish report.
Probably catfish.
Baitfish report?
Sure. Good luck.
That's all you're going to say?
Yeah, good luck. Just get shrimp. I mean, what little white bait is out there is not worth going after.
All right.
And then the pinfish that are out there, they're doing fairly well. But as far as white bait, good luck. Stick with shrimp.
So where would you go looking for pinfish?
Well, let's see. No, devilfish has been one of them. And then Boquilla has been the other spot.
And if you want white bait, good luck, buy shrimp.
So you want white bait, maybe you might find some flamingo.
Flamingo. The freshwater report. Canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, roadside ditches, retention ponds, and what have you.
Okay. Crappie fishing has been doing good.
Bathtubs.
Yeah. Crappie fishing has been doing good. They're getting a... It seems to be this year has to be one of the more open kind of things, quote-unquote, with guys telling you about they're actually catching them.
Okay.
A couple of guys have told me the majority of what they're catching is smaller, though, in like that 10 to 11-inch range.
All right.
Not finding any, quote-unquote, slabs.
And what areas would you be looking in?
They're fishing the Northport canals, the port shore of the canals. And then one guy said he actually caught some, couple of big bluegill, a few crappie, and Mayan cichlids and tilapia in those ponds right there along Sumpner in Northport, heading out towards 75.
Okay.
He didn't catch any bass like he wanted to, but he caught all the other stuff.
All right, is that Sumpter Boulevard?
Yeah, I don't know how to spell it.
I'll check the spelling.
And then the few bass that have been doing good out there, pretty much all on shiners. Just had a couple that were in here a minute ago. They're fishing somewhere in the Port Charlotte canals, he said, over towards the Northport line, which who knows where that's at. It could be by you, or it could
right.
be off a rain tree. Who knows? But his wife caught a 7-pounder yesterday. And
out of the canal?
Mm-hmm. And
nice.
Then, and it looked like a 7-pounder in the picture. And then you said the other one that she caught a couple days before, that was 5 pounds, but they've been catching a lot of that 1 to 2.5 pound range.
Yeah. 7-pounder in the canals, that's good.
Yeah. It's been a minute since I've heard of that.
Yeah. All right, that brings us to the tarpon reports.
What tarpon report?
Well, you were the one talking about tarpon while you're mangrove snapper fishing.
Yeah, no.
You brought it up, not me.
I know, but no. Would I be targeting them? No. I'm always going to be looking for them.
So, not much point in targeting them
If I'm out in Boca Grand Pass, I'm going to look. I'm definitely going to look.
Look in Boca Grand Pass.
Guy caught a tiger shark out there the other day from the beach.
Yeah?
Yeah. He didn't want to say where he caught it, but doing some looking at his picture enough, I would put it as Boca.
I see. Well,
it's the second one I've heard of in 2 weeks.
Hmm.
First one was about 8 foot. His supposedly was about 9.5 feet.
Impressive.
Yeah. I just want to catch one, but I would prefer to catch a 4 or 5 footer, so it's all leopard out.
Yeah. You just want the pretty color.
Yeah. A 9 or 10 footer I wouldn't argue with, but I would really like to just a 4 or 5 footer just to ooh and ah over it for a minute.
All right. So it's Sumter Boulevard. S-U-M-T-E-R.
Okay.
Sumter.
Okay.
Like all right. It. Now that I've got that in there, that pretty much finalizes this report.
Oh, there you go.
Unless there's, of course, any words of wisdom you'd care to add, being this is the very last report of the year, and the next time you hear from us, it'll be a whole new year.
Yay.
Anything?
Not really, other than just be safe with the holiday weekend, and hopefully you enjoyed your chosen family or your blood family during this holiday week. And just be safe.
Whatever family you got.
Yep.
All right. I think that's a wrap. Why don't you say goodnight, Robert?
Goodnight, Robert.